views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and each week on Rewired Life Radio, we talk with inspiring women, empowering you to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. You know, rewiring your life is all about shifting these neuroplastic pathways, right? How have you created these patterns in your life, both consciously and unconsciously? And now the question becomes, are these patterns helpful for me, right? And today I'm so excited. We are talking about the food you eat. Are your eating patterns and habits setting you up to be successful in a way that makes sense for you now, today? You know, depending on where you're at, where you're listening from, you quite possibly just finished lunch. So what did you have? You know, how do you feel? Have you thought about the quality of the energy that went into your food? How is it prepared? Have you even thought about that? It's quite the question. What sort of energy was infused in your food when it was not only being prepared, when it was being grown? Who are you eating it with? These are all huge questions that we are going to talk about today. I'm so excited because my guest is the beautiful, spunky lady in my life named Virginia Sunshine. She's a personal chef at The Kitchen Mistress. And Virginia is all about empowering people to love their meals, to heal through various modalities of holistic nutrition, delicious, healthy food, and a non-toxic lifestyle. So what I love about what we're spending today talking about, again, the energy of food, how's it grown? How's it being prepared? How are you eating it? Oh my goodness, Virginia, welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, I'm so excited to be here.
I know, I'm so excited too. You know, we've known each other for like ever.
Yes.
So it's kind of fun. We've kind of circled back. Like we knew, I don't even know if it was 8 years ago. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's been nearly a decade, which is
That's what I was going to say. Madness, I was like, oh man, really?
What a crazy set of years. We've both sort of transitioned as well. And our businesses have grown and brought us sort of back to this platform to be able to chat. I'm so excited that you're doing this and that I get to be a part of it and we get to talk about all these fun topics that we have planned for today. So cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have to tell you guys this. So earlier this summer I had a guest on my show, Cynthia Stad, and we were talking about eating empowered. And we touched on this subject of the energy of food just a little bit. And I shared a story about the last funeral I went to, I refused to eat the food because I could feel the sadness in the food, that it was prepared by, wonderful people with, trying to help out. I totally get it, but I could feel their sadness about, it was my aunt, passed away from cancer and I could just like feel their sadness in the food. And I didn't want to be rude, but I was just like, I can't do it. I can't eat it. And, one of my cousins was just like, for those of you who don't like, haven't seen me before, I'm not a big person. So she's like, skinny mini, what's up? You can't like eat. And I'm like, it's not that. Like I can just literally feel it and I will feel it for the next couple of days. So I'm just going to not eat right now. And I
you're
will
like,
eat later.
I'm not putting that in my body. No, thank you.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't mean to be rude. Cause like I said, some really nice people put a lot of time and effort into bringing food to the funeral cause it was quite large. And I was like so grateful for all of that, but I could just you know, I'm so energy sensitive, I could feel it. And that's literally what we're talking about today.
Well, you know, I'm not a physicist, but with a little dash, if you will, of quantum physics says that a higher frequency substance or object can cause a lower frequency substance or object to increase. So yeah. One thing that you sort of have power and control over when you are in a situation like that, or let's say you're traveling, you're on the road, there's no options other than possibly sad, angry, or other energies that might have gone into the food, maybe not clean or not the best ingredients. You have a way to raise the vibration of that food. So that's, you know, we can dive deeper into that a little bit today too, but it's such a cool thing that we can change that. So we can change that. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to start here because you are creating this little piece of magic in the middle of the city called Tiny Farm.
Tiny Farm.
So talk us through tell us about Tiny Farm. Tell us how you arrived at Tiny Farm. I love it.
Tiny Farm. Oh my gosh. What a fun story. And I love sharing this because I feel like this is hopefully accessible to everybody who has a little chunk of land or a little piece of dirt. So in Denver, Colorado, the housing market kind of went crazy and it just became a little bit close to impossible to buy a property and get out of that rental apartment kind of living. So when I looked at the house where I currently live, I had to actually plug into the magic and use a little sorcery, if you will. But the day I looked at this property, at this house, there were 22 other people within the 2 to 3 hour span of the showing that also looked at this home and made an offer. And so this was my competition. So I did the thing that you do, the realtor trick, and I wrote the current owners a letter and I said, I actually don't remember what moved me to do this. It was just kind of like, the hand is typing, you know, the email and I don't really have any cognitive control over it. But what happened was I wrote them this letter and I said, listen, this is a pretty substantial piece of land and I can just see this little oasis here and getting a beehive and planting medicinal herbs and shrubs and trees and plants and flowers and fruits, vegetables, food, right? And the first two letters of the address are 22 and the home is fairly small, but the piece of land is substantial. I mean, it's 0.1/13th of an acre. So it's just a large backyard. There's not acreage or anything, but I just,
yeah, for being central.
Yeah.
Denver.
I mean, I am in urban Denver. I'm in Denver. I could see the football stadium from here and, ride my bike downtown. So I just started referring to the property as Tiny 22 and I just named it. I was like, this is my house. So yeah. Whoever these other 22 people are, sorry, folks, I own this now. And so ended up closing on it weeks later. And it actually wasn't until about 3 years later that I turned the desolate, dry, naked, bald backyard into the thriving oasis that it is now. And, you know, it just took a little while to sort of, plan and visualize and monetize what was all going to happen to the dirt. It needed some amendments, but actually we got lucky. My partner and I got lucky when we started really digging into the dirt because we thought about maybe do we do raised beds or what, but we started digging into it and it was actually pretty decent. Just needed some amendments, some nutrients, vitamins, et cetera, which we did do. I'm not the expert in that. He is. And so with his help, you know, I think I actually also just needed to go through that transformation as well and find the gardener in my life to help me manifest this. But it's been a dream since then. And just this past spring, we dug it up. We put in this beautiful pond that makes this lovely waterfall sound to kind of drown out a little bit of the city noise, and have a water feature that the bees love. So bees from the neighboring hives, and, you know, just, I don't have bees quite yet. That's the next step. But they came and they pollinated some of the plants that we put in here. And so with Tiny 22, I just said, okay, well, this is Tiny Farm, because it is kind of just like a micro version of an urban farm. And we grew hundreds of pounds of food this year. It's insane. Yeah.
So you literally have no grass. I just want people to understand, like, you have no grass.
I have a little bit of grass because I do have a very large dog and a cat. They like to lounge on it. That's pretty much the only use for grass that we have. But I did kind of, I heard about this movement, Food Not Lawns, a while back, and I thought, I am not going to water grass. I would rather, if I'm going to spend resources or put time into maintaining a yard, what I don't want to have to do is get a lawnmower and do that whole that whole part of home ownership. And so I was like, I'm going to grow food, and then I'm going to eat it, and I'm going to share it, because I'm probably going to grow too much of it. So that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, my dear, I can't believe it, but we need to take a break here. So everybody, you are listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. And of course, you can learn more about my book, coaching, free content and meditations at audreymichelle.com. And when we come back, we are going to continue chatting with Miss Virginia, aka the Kitchen Mistress. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell. Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life.
Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Hello, everybody, and we are back on Rewired Life Radio. And of course, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle. My guest today is the lovely Chef V, as she's become known, of the kitchen mistress, who is, she's talking with us about the energy of food. And I mean, raise your hand, who wants to turn their yard into a garden after that? I mean, hearing her passion, I mean, as we've been speaking over the last few weeks about this, I'm like, dang, I think I want a garden.
So. I hope you like CrossFit, because that's exactly what it is, but with a pickaxe and dirt.
Nice. Well, I mean, we have a farm in Nebraska, so I'm not shy when it comes to like chores, but yeah, it's the dealing with, like you said, the hundreds of pounds of food that you produce. And I'm just like, oh, geez.
Oh, poor me. I have to deal. Oh, I know. Organic, delicious, homegrown, local, sun-grown, like, food.
Not a cook. Can I just grow them and then just be like, gee.
Yeah, come over.
Come over and tell me what to do with all of this? I don't know.
Absolutely. Let's make a show out of that. Yeah. Show people how to make over their backyard into a little urban farm, and then come over and show them how to cook everything that they grow.
Yeah. Cause that's the part that overwhelms me. I'm just like, okay, 40,000 tomatoes. I just need like one. And I'll throw one.
Next topic, canning and fermenting.
Yeah. Okay. So before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to learn more about you. So what's the best way to get a hold of you and learn more about what you're up to?
Well, my website is thekitchenmistress.com. I'm also on the Facebooks and the Instagrams, and that's The Kitchen Mistress, or at Kitchen Mistress for Instagram. And I try to keep the content pretty varied, just so it's, you know, speaks to the different audiences that follow me or come along on my journey. So I believe the Twitter is also available for
the tweets.
The Twitteries.
But yeah, if we just look on any sort of platform for The Kitchen Mistress, we can find you and what you're up to, which is awesome.
Yes.
So let's continue this discussion. So we left off with, now you have this urban farm, tiny farm, if you will, in the middle of Denver, and you're growing food. But really, you also discovered some things for yourself. In addition to, like, yay, food, you found out some stuff about, you know, the gardening part.
Yeah, you know, I really feel that the process of putting in the work and digging in the dirt has really transformed me. And the cool thing that happened is it kind of reconnected me with nature and just this, like, sort of already natural love and understanding of plants, and just watching that life happen from sprouting a seed to watching it grow and getting it in the ground. And I didn't really know a whole lot about farming or gardening in the first place, but I just thought, well, you know, let's just go for it and see what happens. And the cool thing that started to really become a part of my consciousness and part of my awareness is that when we lose touch with that, you know, when we lose touch with the ground, like the actual earth, we lose a sense of this, like, deep connection with all life. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that started happening for me is I would be working on something and feeling kind of stuck or unclear. And I would just put that thing down, close my laptop, go outside, sit on the dirt, just no little stool or chair, just sit on it and just weed. No gloves, no, just be on the ground, in the ground, in the dirt. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that started happening is that it started really reconnecting me, and just that awareness and realization that as we as a society become more urban and everything is automated, robotized, mechanized, our contact with the earth and nature just becomes kind of flimsy. And so then as a consequence, so does our health and our self-trust and our self-worth and just that self-awareness. And I found it so simple, but so magical that I was just kind of like blown away by it. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, this is way more than the sum of its parts. Yeah. Like these plants are like this dirt, this air, this, you know, and I'm breathing like city air, right? I'm like sitting on regular old backyard dirt, and it's like changing my life. So that's what happened as a, you know, I didn't really set out like, okay, let's go on this transformative journey. And I was like, I want to grow stuff. And then this happened.
Yeah. But it was really an exercise in connecting to and listening to your intuition that brought you to that space.
Totally. And it was almost kind of like, that's the thing that moved my feet, like put them in my car and made me go to Home Depot and get things, or like, you know, jump on some heirloom seeds website and spend $200 in heirloom seeds or whatever. I mean, I got a little more than I needed, but I got excited. I don't think we'll grow these. I mean, I probably got enough seeds for the next decade, but if I put them in a safe and the zombie apocalypse happens, you all are going to be knocking on my door.
We'll know where to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything's got its taken care of.
That's right.
So what I really identify with is the belief that all things are connected. And for you, sitting on Mother Earth and listening to the plants really reconnected you with yourself.
Totally.
And I think another thing you mentioned previously when we were talking was, you know, plants as a spirit guide. And I love
that. Yes. Yes. Well, if animals can be totems, or, you know, you could have a spirit animal, plants. And the cool thing is in real life, not like a magical fairy, like fluttering through green leaves life, but like in real life, we humans share DNA with plants. So we actually really understand one another. Except plants, I feel like, you know, I think plants probably have a little bit of an easier time, because as humans, we've sort of blocked that awareness with all kinds of ways that we try to be unaware, not tuned in, right? Mm-hmm. But plants, they will, you know, once they come in contact with your body, they know exactly what to do. They know exactly where to go. They know what to heal. One of the things that I learned is that when you plant, let's say it's a tomato, you plant a tomato and you grow the tomato and you put your energy into the tomato. But when you eat that tomato that you grew with your own efforts, it will, when it becomes food and comes in contact with your body, it will know where to go in your body to assist with any sort of deficiency, or it'll go to heal the thing that you need healed or addressed the most.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And that's just like, that's a tomato. You know, what does a beet do? What does a turnip do? What does a carrot do? Like, it just blows my mind, because they're so, I feel like I just went on this like, into this like labyrinth of so many options and cool, like,
yeah, I'm having visions of your brain just like exploding. It's just being like,
yes, totally. But okay. In like the most delicious, delightful, magical way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of like it reinvigorated you or retaught you, some stuff that you already knew when it came to feeding, right? Feeding people, feeding yourself, but growing the food on your own kind of, re-educated you or reinvigorated you in a way that's like really fun for me to listen to.
You know,
because they want to like grow stuff.
Totally. And like, I've never really thought about it in that way. There's a Mitch Hedberg joke where he kind of references like, okay, you're a chef, but can you farm? Like basically saying like that's kind of disconnected, but in fact, it actually is quite connected. And sort of my focus has shifted into hopefully educating or maybe re-educating people to acknowledge, to be aware, to pay attention just where their food comes from. And I realize that not everyone's going to be able to commit to growing their own food or all of their own food. We certainly don't grow all of our own food because we have a small piece of land. But what it did do is just open my eyes on just how important it is to know where your food comes from, just that source.
Yeah.
As a chef, like that's, you know, because I'm primarily a chef and an educator and not really a farmer, but it's a cute outfit. I'll wear it.
That's awesome. Okay, we got to take another break here. I'm Audrey Michelle, and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. If you go to audreymichelle.com, there's more information about my book, coaching, free content, and all kinds of fun stuff. Of course, if you haven't been to my Facebook group afterwards, I do continue the conversation from today's show. So if you are interested in learning more, you can go to my Facebook group, which is Rewired Life Awakening. Just search on Facebook and you can find me there. So when we come back, Virginia and I are going to talk more about how we can change what sort of energy we bring to the table. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special. Or how about, I am working on getting a job I love. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show, Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love. While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and my guest today is the lovely Virginia Sunshine of The Kitchen Mistress, who is talking to us about empowering women to heal by empowering you to feed yourself well. So we've been talking a lot about growing your own food, and we are going to transition into the energy of food and the energy you put into food. Before we get started here, I just wanted to mention one more time, if you want to learn more about Virginia, you can go to her website, which is thekitchenmistress.com. And of course, she's all over social media, and it's all The Kitchen Mistress. So you just Google that and you'll find what she's up to. But here's what I want to talk about. I want you to think about this. I really want you to grasp this. How often do we eat, right? These are all opportunities to consciously feed yourself well and to set the tone for the energy by which you live by. Like, for me, when I wrote that, I went, oh my goodness, okay, what did I eat today? What did I eat yesterday? Like, how can I shift my energy by shifting my food? And I do already eat a fairly clean diet. I think Virginia is probably four steps ahead of me in that realm. But there for a while when I was really sick, I really did have like a very regimented, clean diet. And I've drifted back more into the American diet. And just like as I wrote this sentence, I was just like, oh, Audrey, what have you been eating? And how can you eat this better? So let's talk about this. The energy of food, the vibrational frequency of food. What does that mean to you?
Well, everything has energy. Everything has vibrational frequency. And especially the human body, because it's basically like a finely tuned instrument that's capable of receiving and transmitting an enormous variety of energies. Mm-hmm. Emotional states have measurable vibrations. Everything has measurable vibrations, mm-hmm. specifically foods. And the more water content something has, the more it's also able to transmit frequency. Does that make sense?
Interesting. Yeah.
And so have you ever heard of the Dr. Emoto He did, I think that was in The Secret, but he did an experiment where he told water different messages and then looked at the water crystals under a microscope. And when he said beautiful things to the water, like you're beautiful, I love you, you're magical. They looked at these water crystals under a microscope and they were these gorgeous, like snowflake patterns. And when they said to the water, I hate you, you make me sick, they looked under the microscope and the water was like funky shaped. It was like brown. It was sick. It was crazy. Oh, like,
yeah.
And so the human body is made up of, we're just a skin suit full of water and bacteria essentially. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that has always been a part of my message as a chef is what you put in your body matters. And that includes thoughts and how you speak to your body. But you can also speak to your food, which is one of the things I mentioned in the beginning of the show when I said, you could change the vibrational frequency of this sad food, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you're on the road, you could talk to the food or sort of give it some energy. And I'm second degree Reiki attuned. And so I Reiki my food just to kind of give it a little light energy before I put it in my body, especially when going out. And as a chef, honestly, I do love to go out to eat. And I'm you think I might be 100% lean and clean, but I'm naughty. I'm like everybody else. I like to be naughty a little bit, you know. And so, but I Reiki it, and so it doesn't, you know, affect me in a negative way. Mm-hmm. But there is this component of, right, like what you put in your body and also who you share that meal with. Because if you're in the company of food bashers, that energy is going to get absorbed by the food. You know, and I just want people to sort of be aware of that. And so as a holistic chef, when I cook for people, the secret ingredient really is love, is really that energy, that magic, that light. And it's very intentional part of my, how I execute a meal. I mean, you don't hear me talking to it, but I'll talk to the food.
Yeah.
Just to kind of connect that full circuit and just channel, you know, just give that life energy to whoever's receiving it.
Chopping carrots. You know, whatever. What am I saying to my food?
Well, if you can, you know, hear yourself talk over the screams of the carrots, you know. But yeah, sometimes I'll hit on the food, right? like a big old purple potato. I'll be like, hey, how you doing? But sometimes I'll sing to it. Sometimes, you know, but I don't have like individual like, hey, carrot. Okay, here you go. Into the soup. Like, you know, but there's just kind of this mindfulness around it. Right.
Yeah.
But it just depends on my mood. Sometimes I
find you hilarious. That's why I was like, tell me what you say to your sexy potato.
If a potato could be sexy, you know, there is just an intention with it. Right. So like, the thoughts I'm thinking and kind of like, if I'm making a soup or something, I'll put my hands on either side of the pot and just kind of charge it. Like, may this be healing, or whoever's since I cook for several of the guys on the Broncos, like before games, I'll be like, be fast, you know, be strong, like be agile. And I'll just kind of, it's almost like putting like little spells into the food, you know?
Yeah.
So, but only of the light variety, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome. No dark magic.
May you be fast and your fingers be like glue.
Exactly. And sometimes it's fun. Like very direct, like smash a quarterback, like just sack him. Like, yeah. This is like I'll be stuffing a pita, you know, like I'll make like
I'll be sure I'll be to like get your guys on my fantasy team next year so I can be like, gee, how we doing? Are you
using his food? What did you feed him today?
Because I could really use some touchdowns. Okay. That's funny. I don't want to ask you this. Just, you kind of started to touch on this, who you're eating with, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And so makes community and feeding people, you're very passionate about the two.
Yes. Absolutely. And actually, that was kind of also the one of the factors that drove me to create the space here, the tiny farm space, because part the side that's sort of overlooking the farm is this like beautiful picnic table with twinkly lights and a little umbrella and like viney, climby beans. And I wanted to have this big, beautiful community table for interaction with just either my direct community, like my neighbors, or just my sisterhood, my squad, or my family, or my friends. Like, I love to entertain. I love to feed people. I think that's one of the best way that I know to show people that I love them, to just really, for me to give and show love, is let me feed you. It's a very like Jewish mother thing in me, but it's like a little bit less forceful, like, no, you keep eating. But I wanted there to be this beautiful space for people to come into and relax and enjoy and just eat some really clean, made with love, beautifully grown food. Yeah. And I mean, think that
as the recipient of some of your you know, community gathering, Virginia, just, you know, I, for you, the way you talk about it is just like, oh yeah, when it's like, went to the grocery store and made some stuff. But like, for me, I was just like, I mean, a month ago you cooked for Carrie's birthday and it was beautiful and everything was so delicious. And I just like kept eating because I just like felt so nourished.
Isn't that, but see, that's the thing, beautiful. Right? Because you could feel the nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's still so much work to do in terms of like revolutionizing, like how we all feed ourselves, how like sort of the larger establishments feed the people, mm-hmm. how the food's produced. Like I feel like this is just such a small piece of what I can do to contribute to that. Like kind of like, yeah. you know, be the change you wish to see and just start Absolutely. Small and just start in my community.
Yeah. Okay. So before we take a break, can you give us, one more time, your contact information and if you want to share anything that you're up to in the near future, that'd be cool too.
So my contact information is thekitchenmistress.com for website. You can find me on Instagram, The Kitchen Mistress.
Which she's got an awesome feed.
I do. And I talk about other things than just food because I don't, you can look at other people's thing, you know, Instagram photos. I like try to inspire and educate and entertain. Not a huge Twitter person yet, but at The Kitchen Mistress, maybe we can beef that up. And Facebook is either Virginia Sunshine or The Kitchen Mistress, or I have a really fun group called Plant Power Posse, which is a group where I also try to educate people on the beautiful powers of therapeutic grade essential oils and plant based living and diet and, you know, just kind of inspire, mm-hmm. educate.
And if
lifestyle.
You're on there, you could have went to her community table this weekend, which That's I missed. Right. I'm very sad about it. But you were sharing some of, you and some other ladies in your posse were sharing your harvest.
And seeds and like, you know, I didn't grow a bunch of flowers, but they did. So they gave me a bunch of seeds for me to then grow next year. And this is part of the reason I love having this be a community component because, you know, what I don't have in abundance, maybe you grew a bunch of, now you can share. And we brought, you know, we grew beautiful glass gem corn. So we brought that to share. So now people in my community are going to grow that. And then they can share that next year at the plant swap, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like this thing that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like sort of expanding. Yeah. It's very expansive.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. So like I said, we're going to take a break. This is Audrey Michelle with Rewired Life Radio. And like I've said before, if you need to learn more about what I'm up to or find some free content or tips, you can definitely go to audreymichelle.com. Okay. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Everybody, we are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today I have the lovely Virginia Sunshine of The Kitchen Mistress here talking to us about empowering women to heal and empowering you to feed yourself well. And that's really loaded. Feed yourself well. Not only good food, but wellness. Feed yourself wellness. And I think the amazing thing is, like, we live in a time and a place where you get to choose. Like, there's so many choices out there. Not only like Virginia's doing, growing her own food in the middle of the city, which is awesome. And even, you know, choosing to find a different source. You know, it's as easy as, like, instead of going to a big box, maybe there's this mom and pop place that sources locally that you can go to if you don't have, you know, 200 heirloom tomato seeds in your backyard. Okay. So, you know, here we are in the fourth segment where, of course, I ask all of my guests the same question, which is, you know, how do you show up in your life with intention?
That's a big one.
I know. Also, I love it.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's the thing. It's simple because it's just, I feel like it's just already like an innate thing that we do. And sometimes we block that with, like, we don't want the awareness. But that's where I'm going with this, is that for me, it's staying tuned in and on purpose with my why. So tuned in and consistent with the habits that serve my why. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I think that intention is then, because intention is kind of ethereal, but then it's the action that really solidifies that. So for me, that's that the habits, and before they are habits, they're just consistent actions, right? So, like, whether they be rituals or anchors that are non-negotiables, they're musts, they're not shoulds. And for me, those things are, you know, really staying in awareness, and in allowance of what's happening to me and what's to come, and just kind of, not to sound super woo-woo, but just kind of staying with that flow, which is not always easy, because I think we create resistance around that because we make up in our own heads about how we think it should be. But really that awareness piece is tuning back into my body and my vessel, and just saying, what do you need? What do you require? And then just shutting up and letting it come to me, right? Just letting it flow to and through me. And one of the reasons that's sort of connected to then feeding yourself well and feeding yourself wellness, as you said, is that it becomes a lot easier to really hear those messages and listen to your gut, right? That gut feeling. If the gut is healed, if it's clean, if it's full of well-chewed, you know, clean, high vibrational foods. Does that make sense? How that all sort of ties together?
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
So we were talking about this in the break. You and, you know, now myself as well, you use essential oils as a part of what you're up to and as a part of the high vibrational frequency and feeding people well, feeding yourself well, using essential oils to kind of boost that intention even higher. So I wanted to talk about it in a way of like, what are you dumping in your food?
Other than love, girl. Well, it's about the state I'm in when I'm creating the food, but it's such a nice crossover because the company I chose to partner with makes, you know, therapeutic grade, like certified pure oils that are ingestible. Mm-hmm. So the cool thing is I can actually incorporate them as part of my recipes and you know, whether that be guacamole or like a dip or like a something more hearty that maybe requires a little punch of spice or a cocktail, you know, it just adds that like je ne sais quoi to it. But also because the vibrational frequency of these plants and the way that their source is so high, it's literally like a secret little potion that that takes my food to the next level.
Yeah. And so I was asking you this because I do not currently cook with them. I use oils to support my emotional needs.
And I do too, for sure.
You know, that is my wheelhouse. That is what I'm up to. So that's what I do. And then I was just like, wait a minute. Okay. So if I'm making myself a mojito and it calls for lime, do I still dump in the lime or do I dump in the essential oil? And your answer was?
So make your mojito like you would make your mojito, although I would highly recommend switching to tequila. So make a margarita, but whatever your choice of cocktail.
But and I'm not going to lie, like I got really talked into mojito because they have like two choices for drinks.
And mojito, you're like, mojito it is. And, but actually, if you get your hands on some beautiful fresh mint, there's probably very little that can compare to that yummy herbal smell and scent, and your cerebral cortex and your olfactory is just like having fireworks in there. Yeah. But just make your mojito like you would make your mojito, and then add a drop, maybe two of kidney and liver cleansing lemon and lime. And that just kind of punches up the cocktail a little bit and adds a little je ne sais quoi. So if you're entertaining, your guests will be like, why are these mojitos out of this world? Yeah. Potions.
You didn't know that Audrey is behind just like cooking. You didn't know it was my specialty. Now you do.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a trick.
Hey, we can all use a trick or a hack these days, right?
You were talking about like chai and in your coffee.
Yes. So I make this beautiful thing called chaga chai, and chaga is actually a medicinal mushroom that's super high in antioxidants and just is a rock star immunosupportive substance. It's obviously a plant. It grows on the side of birch trees, which is kind of cool. But when boiled with water, or actually don't boil mine. I do mine in a crock pot and let it sit for a couple of days. It becomes this like black tea, kind of almost espresso colored beverage. And it doesn't really taste like anything. So I'll just make my chai tea, like latte basically, on the base of that dark, delicious chaga water. So I'll do like ginger and cardamom and all the, you know, the black pepper and the cinnamon and the cassia, and I'll do like the actual like herbs and fresh and dried herbs, and then also add the essential oils. And it is man, it is out of this world. And even if you don't like chai, and I know that you were saying that you don't, and I actually don't really either, but blur that up with a little grass-fed butter to make it like bulletproof style, or a little bit of like some almond milk or cashew milk. And it is, man, it is creamy. It is warming and spicy, and it's rocking your immune system and just like servicing all of the cells in your body, which is like, hey, that's my morning beverage. It's not just going to crack me out like, you know, a cup of 7-Eleven coffee or something with.
Yeah. Well, talk about showing up with intention. I mean, having that be your morning routine is really, really quite wonderful. My goodness, Virginia, I can't believe our hour is up.
Too much fun.
So much for joining me. And again, you guys, you can follow what Virginia is up to by going to the kitchenmistress.com or searching Kitchen Mistress on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. She's got all the goods rocking right there. So you guys, rewiring your life is all about creating a new nervous system, one choice at a time, moment by moment. And with a new nervous system, you are a new person looking at the world with new glasses. So if you're ready to look at your life differently, to heal wounds, to shift your thinking, let's talk. I have several ways to working together, from online classes to one-on-one coaching. And you can always learn more at my website, audreymichelle.com. All my info is there on the contact page. And of course, you can get into my Facebook group that way as well. So I want to thank my guest, Virginia Sunshine of the Kitchen Mistress, today for sharing so much great information. And I want to thank you guys for tuning into Rewired Life Radio. I had a wonderful time. Of course, join me every Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.